Divine Office, Sunday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So will I bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
As morning breaks, I look to you, O God, to be my strength this day. Alleluia.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, "Blessed be God! Alleluia!"
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, "Blessed be God! Alleluia!"
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, "Blessed be God! Alleluia!"
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God, Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God, Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Ananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God, Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
From the midst of the flames, the three young men cried out with one voice, Blessed be God, Alleluia.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their king. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Let the people of Zion rejoice in their King. Alleluia!
A reading from the Book of Revelation. I saw before me a huge crowd which no one could count, from every nation and race, people and tongue. They stood before the throne and the Lamb, dressed in long white robes, and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation is from our God, who is seated on the throne, and from the Lamb." All the angels who were standing around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures fell down before the throne to worship God. They said, "Amen. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, power and might to our God forever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
When those men saw the signs Jesus performed, they said, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophet, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation
by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When those men saw the signs Jesus performed, they said, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world."
Christ is the sun that never sets, the true light that shines on every man. Let us call out to him in praise.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Creator of the stars, we thank you for your gift, the first rays of the dawn.
And we commemorate your resurrection.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
May your Holy Spirit teach us to do your will today.
And may your wisdom guide us always.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Each Sunday, give us the joy of gathering as your people,
around the table of your word and your body.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
From our hearts, we thank you
for your countless blessings.
Lord, you are our life and our salvation.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father and Protector, without you, nothing is holy. Nothing has value. Guide us to everlasting life by helping us to use wisely the blessings you have given to the world. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.